Was the work today designed to be in a minute? Because you're not necessarily one that just puts a string of flashy, fast
I
works.
Well, I think that, you know, we talked about Gunrunner's talent, his natural talent level, and pre-work, you know, just like going off the right way with them. You know, I think a lot of today's work had to do with how I want to go with next week's work. And saying that I just, what adjustments I needed to make. Talking to Florent before, you know, we've worked him in the past, and I do think that I did not, he wasn't ready for the Kentucky Jockey Club last year, simply because of how easily he does minutes. And I think how we structure the work will matter. And I thought he cooled out very easily today, and I need more of a blow with him next week. And I think that we're going to have to stretch him a bit between now and the Derby.
What makes Florent such a good jock?
I'm very comfortable communicating with him on what he feels, and I think that he's a very good horseman, and is able to translate that and help the team.
How do you feel your two fillies worked this morning?
Well, both of the fillies, it was their first breeze since their race. I thought, you know, we have the three fillies as well. You know,
right.
Terra Promessa, Taxable, and Royal Obsession under consideration for the Oaks. And thought that they all went well. It's a great comfort coming back for the Oaks and the Derby with horses that have been here before, you know, and spent so much time here. So I think they settle in just so much easier and stuff, and just fall right back into rhythm. Extremely blessed with how sound the group is coming in here, and obviously big development last night, you know, with the obviously division leader out for the Oaks.
How much does that make a difference in your planning on what's the best to do with each of those fillies?
Honestly, I think it gives you a shot in it. You know, we were being optimistic is one thing, but thinking you were going to beat her was probably something different.
Steve, I think Funnyside was the last Derby winner to use the Louisiana Derby as a final prep race or a prep race anyway. You put much stock into that, or you don't consider that when you do?
Well, you're trying to do what you feel is right with each individual from the position that you're in. I think that pedigree-wise and physically, Gunrunner, I felt better about the spacing of the races and how good he is going to be. I expect him to continue to physically develop the way that we want him to. And off of the Louisiana Derby, I thought we were obviously we're headed in the right direction. But as Mr. Winchell brought to me, are we going to be exactly where we want to be in 6 weeks or 6 months? And that's where we're part of the process. And I think it's quite obvious he's headed in the right direction. But are we there soon enough?
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Steve, I just wanted to ask you, Terra Promessa obviously personally have handled, and you know what you think of him as a stallion, having trained him.
Well, obviously, I'm extremely proud of who Curlin is, and I think that they are carrying on his legacy nicely, but I feel like the best is yet to come for the Curlins. I really do. I think that as they earn the respect that they deserve, I think the handling of them will improve, and we'll see even better Curlins in the future.
And my last question for you, any plans for Union Jackson? I mean, he certainly got another nice win the other day.
Well, I think that he's obviously, I mean, he was a later coming, you know, horse out of a brilliant mare, Hot Dixie Chick, that won the spin away with. And I just used his conditions to get more of a foundation in him with him being an older horse.
Mm-hmm.
You jump off into older horse stakes, you know, you're giving away quite a bit of experience. And I just felt that using his conditions were the best way to, you know, get him up to this level and to keep him around. But I think it's quite obvious he's got a talent level that makes him a top-notch older sprinter.